Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Drag right past what he had to say. I couldn't read between the lines. Last night I saw me pull. Said the moon is my friend. Yeah, they're okay, but the nights are harder these days.
That's from the new album Gesturland. That's David Duchovny. Yes, he is in music. We talked to David before about his music, actually. Great actor, David Duchovny, also into music now, which is very cool. Hi, David. Thanks for calling.
Morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. We talked to you before with the last album you put out, and you'd mentioned, which I still think is amazing to me, that you had never played guitar, never really knew what you were doing, and just decided that you wanted, right, wanted to do it and did it. Now, a lot of people could say that, but you know as well as anybody, learning the guitar is tough, writing songs is tough, singing is tough. Did you know you kind of had it in you because you could sing in the shower or what?
No, I couldn't sing in the shower. I was told always to stop singing in the shower. I'm not kidding. I mean, I love music so much. I felt like I was a musician my whole life, even though I wasn't. So
yeah.
I thought maybe I was musical, but that was just a feeling.
Right.
But, you know, to learn guitar at the age of 50, you're never going to be that good. So it wasn't like I wasn't looking to be a great guitar player.
Right.
I was just looking to kind of amuse myself. And then somehow, as I was learning to play and I was throwing chords together, I started to hear melodies. And that was odd to me because, like I said, I'm not a melodious individual.
Right.
So then it became just like, oh, I'm hearing melodies that I can't actually sing, you know. And I would sing it for my friend who could sing, a guy named Keaton Simons, and we'd figure it out. But, you know, eventually I had to really work hard. I still work hard on my voice so that I can, you know, expand it and stay on pitch and all those things. Because it's really, for someone like me, I'm not tone deaf, but
yeah.
I don't have, like, perfect, you know, pitch or anything. It's a learned skill. It's a muscular skill. And
being in your position and being a famous actor and running in circles, did you have any rock star friends you could look up to or talk to about this? And did they, anybody that really knows what they're doing, when you started doing that, did they go, dude, you want to try this? Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I have acquaintances,
yeah,
but I never thought I was getting, I wasn't getting into that game. It wasn't like, okay, it's the rock star game. It was just like, well, this is, I'm just trying to sing a little bit. I'm just tentatively walking towards this area.
Right.
There was no sense in the beginning in which I thought, oh, I'm ever going to record, let alone perform live.
Now, when you first started, was there someone like you tried to emulate and influence, or just out of nowhere?
No, all my influences are kind of unconscious, just as I don't know about you guys, if you play instruments, but the music that you grew up listening to and loving is in there. It's in your soul. You know, it's...
No, it's rock and roll.
You know,
it's obviously rock and roll, which we appreciate, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When that song comes on that you haven't heard in 30 years, you know it.
Right.
And so if it's in there in me like that, it's got to be influencing me. But I don't consciously go, okay, Beatles, Petty, Stones, whatever.
Right.
You know, I don't consciously do that.
David Duchovny with us. New album is called Gesturland, available now. So do you spend more time right now? Since while COVID was going on, were you acting at all during COVID or not?
Towards the tail end of it, I didn't for maybe the first 9 or 10 months.
Right.
You know, there wasn't much going on that wasn't already going on before. So I couldn't hop on to anything new, really. And then I've been working a lot, like the past past year, I've done like 3 or 4 movies, a couple of television shows I'm working right now. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Hollywood has kind of figured out a way to do it with the COVID protocols, and everybody feels fairly safe, and it seems to be going all right in that direction. It's
Were you working on something when COVID hit in March of 2020 that you had to interrupt?
I wasn't. I was with my son was a junior in high school, so he was living with me in New York. And so we just kind of hunkered down at that point, you know, from then through his senior year, which was last year. And it was really, you know, an amazing journey for me, you know, aside obviously from the tragedy, the global tragedy of what COVID is. But, you know, for me personally in my apartment in New York with my son 24/7, it was an experience I never would have expected, and I cherish in a way.
How did he feel about
David,
it?
Yeah, David Duchovny with us. You're right. How did the teenager feel about it after a while?
He does not cherish it in quite the same way I do.
I was going to guess not.
Of course not. David Duchovny with us. When can we see you on the – what are you working on now? I mean, first of all, I want to ask you, are you touring at all with the album?
No, not right now. We can't – we haven't figured out how – Yeah. how we can do that and stay and safe. Keep people safe and stay safe. But soonish, I mean, I'm hoping we're eventually going to get through on that. I know people are out touring and I know all that, but I'm not yet. Maybe next summer. I mean, I'd love to. We're doing like a little event, like almost like a, it's supposed to be instead of like an album release party, mm-hmm. and we're doing it like virtually. So I was rehearsing last night with the band, and it was just so much fun to play these new songs live. It made me want to get out there as soon as I could, but nothing specific at this point.
David Duchovny, when can we see you on TV again, or in the big screen? Which one?
Well, I mean, this movie I did for Netflix last spring. It's a Judd Apatow film called The Bubble, and I'm not exactly sure when that's going to be on Netflix, but soon. It's locked. I haven't seen it, and it's a huge comedy with a great cast.
Well, you got Apatow in that. It's going to be great, man. I'm looking forward to that. It's Apatow's
in charge. Yeah, and this is Judd doing something he's never done before, because it's kind of it's not really a spoof on action movies, right. but it's a spoof on action actors, I guess, and okay. I'm one of those action actors in the film, and I think it's hilarious. I think it's fantastic, and it looks like a huge action movie.
What's it called?
I'm shooting. It's called The Bubble.
The Bubble.
The Bubble. Yeah. Okay.
And then,
I'm working right now on a film that Kenya Barris is directing, and Kenya and Jonah Hill wrote, and it doesn't have a name yet, but it's really funny, and I love working with those guys, with Jonah and Kenya, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Eddie Murphy's going to be in it, and so that should be very funny too. So it seems people have once again discovered that I can be funny.
Well, first of all, I tell people all the time, if people have not, you know, certain what should I go back and watch? I'd never watch. Did you ever watch Californication? They say no. Sometimes right. they say no. I said watch right. that. It's the best. I mean, I think I kissed your ass last time about this, but that show to me is so damn good. So damn good. And you're funny as hell in that. Gesture Land is the album out right now. Yeah. And David Duchovny. Thank you, David. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. All right. He seems like a cool dude. That's right. He's separated.
Yeah, he's just cool.
Yeah, yeah. And you would love him. He's a writer. He's a drunk. He's a sex addict in Californication. It's so good. Puss watched all the series.
He was a
too.
Sex addict in real life.
Yeah.
Went in for treatment 10 years ago?
That's why he
12
was,
years ago?
That's why he was single in New York living with his son. Remember his ex-wife, and they broke up. That's Tay Leone.
Right.
Yeah.
This must be fake news.
They're scary
I
stuff.
Can tell by the first sentence. Mm-hmm. So it's easily figured out this is fake news.
Okay.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A chicken-sized relative of the T-Rex.
Oh.
Stop right there. The oldest carnivorous dinosaur that roamed the United Kingdom. According to research published in the Royal Source Open Science, the miniature dinosaur resided in the UK over 200 million years ago. Some people say over 5,000 years ago.
I was going to say, yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Right, Craig.
Scientists described the species as a theropod from the late Triassic period.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking.
Those are two-legged carnivores with hollow bones and three-toed feet.
Hey,
that also includes the T-Rex.
Just a God test, those fossils. They don't exist.
Can the Jurassic Park guys redo that one?
I'm not aware of that.
Little chicken dinosaurs would be like little household pets.
But if it still had teeth and everything like a T-Rex, you'd be gnawing on your ankle.
Nah, they'd be cute.
Until they weren't.
You declaw the teeth like you did back in the day.
Yeah,
with
you file the teeth down.
Right.
Declaw the teeth.
A little.
I heard it too. I was going to let it go, Craig.
Little pet dinosaur that's the size of a chicken would be a fun pet.
Well, yeah.
You couldn't name it Dino, though. Everybody would take that. That'd be like Spot, basically.
Wolverines are small, but you don't even cuddle them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a little dinosaur.
You probably couldn't have any other pets.
Don't have a pet badger at home.
Them. I forgot about the other pets, right. Yeah.
Where are the other pets?
We got a dinosaur.
Mini Rex ate them.
Right. Rexy ate them all. Yeah.
Is there like a drawing? I like this little.
Yeah, the
fascinated by that kind of stuff.
Artist concept.
Right.
Yeah, they don't. They actually don't know if it's a juvenile or just a short chicken.
You said chicken size relative. That just freaked me out. I'm thinking, what does that mean?
Yeah,
I've never heard the adjective chicken size.
Yeah.
Well, what size would you like to say? Well, basketball size?
No, it's size of a chicken. I get it.
Right. Because when you hear on the Weather Channel,
you just said goat size. Puss would know exactly what you're talking about.
Chicken size, hail.
Size, height.
That's nothing. Trouble.
Yeah. Well,
that was another
chicken
one of those.
Size, hail.
Holy God.
That'd be some.
That was another one of those times,
chicken
Craig, where
size hail out there.
We stopped listening at a certain point and you kept talking. Because I looked at Tyler when you said chicken sized relative too. And we both went, wait, what?
There's a relative, there's a chicken.
Why does someone have a chicken-sized relative? Oh, he's not talking about people.
Yeah, that's why you listen to the next part of the sentence, because you don't know.
I kind of did eventually.
It's tough.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, I was just taken aback by the phrase chicken-sized, because I don't think I've ever heard that.
Well, it's becoming it's an animal, so I guess they can compare it to another size animal.
Yeah, I understand.
A chicken-sized hail would be stupid.
Is there better?
No,
I like chicken. I know how big a chicken is.
I'm just curious.
I know how big a chicken is. I'll know exactly.
I've just never heard it before.
Yeah, this is not your problem, Craig. This is our brain.
No, I'm curious. I'm just curious if there would be a better.
No,
nope. It's very specific.
We all know pretty much what a chicken looks like.
But off the top of my head, I couldn't come up with another chicken-sized item.
Right.
Yeah, the artist impression kind of does make it look like it kind of has a little beakish face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, and like he'd eat your dog.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Well, in this picture, he's standing next to it, and it looks like an iguana, and he doesn't seem to be eating that, but you never know.
But that's an artist rendering, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't know what happened in the next artist rendering.
Were they plant eaters, though? We don't know.
No, carnivorous.
You said carnivorous.
Carnivorous.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
They are carnivorous.
When I heard chicken-sized relative, my mind went a bunch of places. There's my cousin. He's a chicken. That's how I thought. I don't know why, but my cousin's a chicken.
It's Friday. We left conscious thought yesterday.
I guess something's weird happening in my cousin's house.
It tends to, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
NASA is almost ready to intentionally crash a spacecraft into an asteroid as part of a test. The Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART.
Oh, they want to get it off its course?
Yeah. It launches next month from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. A process known as a kinetic impactor technique will attempt to launch the spacecraft at an asteroid around 15,000 miles an hour in an attempt to alter its trajectory. This particular asteroid is not a threat to Earth, but it will pass close enough to conduct this particular test.
I plan on knocking Uranus off its path here in about 5 minutes.
All right.
I look at the time.
It's flying, isn't it? It is about 5 minutes, so.
Yeah.
Be prepared to be knocked off course.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.